This is Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO. We have a special guest in studio from the Mason City Clinic. We have Dr. Manhal Tanous. And doctor, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, Tim?
Very, very good. Well, we've got the topic today is colon cancer. And it's something I think everybody hears about. But let's start right from the basics, I guess. What is colon cancer?
So colon cancer is the growth in the inner lining of the colon. It starts usually as a polyp, which is a skin tag inside the colon. That's going to grow sometime to become a cancer. And the cancer grow can cause a blockage in the colon, which is the large intestine. Can cause a bleeding, and actually sometimes in late stage can metastasize to other vital organs, and that sometimes can result in death.
Again, how about risk factors? What are we seeing there?
So risk factor of colon cancer, the main risk factor really age, as 90% of colon cancer occur after the age of 50. Also family history is also a big risk factor for colon cancer. So patient who has family member who has colon cancer, they should know that they're at higher risk of colon cancer. There's other risk factor that we think contribute to colon cancer. Those include diet, like diet rich in red meat, obesity, less physical activities, and diet, I will say, does not contain much of vegetable and seafood.
I did. That's one of the notes that I have here, too, that a study released last week suggests that a vegetarian diet may help lower colon cancer by 20%.
Yes. That's a good question. This is a recent study, actually. They followed around 77,000 patients, and they followed them for around 7.3 years, and they found out that patients actually who as vegetarian have less chance of having colon cancer. And there's actually people who eat fish with vegetarian diet, that's maximized their protection against colon cancer up to less 49% than the normal population.
So what are some of the other things that people can do to reduce the risk of getting colon cancer?
So the main thing is get screened. If one thing I'm going to get across today, I would like to people from this interview is to get screened. Because screening for colon cancer works and prevent colon cancer and actually prevent death from colon cancer. Last year only, by itself, there's 150,000 people diagnosed of colon cancer, and around 50,000 deaths of colon cancer occur. So we estimate that probably around 30,000 of those deaths could have been prevented by screening.
What are some symptoms? And I suppose we have people ask that all the time. What are some of the symptoms that people should look for?
So colon cancer, the main symptom that you can have blood in the stool. If anybody has blood in the stool, I think they should talk with their family doctor about it. And change in their bowel habit, weight loss. But most of the time, actually, colon cancer can be silent. So you don't know about it till it's become too advanced. And really, really don't want to wait till the colon cancer become advanced to see your doctor. That's why we recommend to do screening colonoscopies or any type of screening.
And that, again, the diagnosis part of the colon cancer. How does that work? How do you diagnose?
Yes, that's a good question. So colon cancer can be diagnosed by different ways, but the main way of diagnosing colon cancer is by colonoscopy. And by colonoscopy, you can diagnose colon cancer. Actually, you can prevent colon cancer. We prevent colon cancer by taking polyps out. Again, as I said before, polyps is the growth in the lining of the colon that once we see them during colonoscopy, we take them out and we prevent them from progressing into cancer within a few years.
You said it's one of the ways. Are there other ways?
There is different. if we're talking about screening for colon cancer, there is different methods of screening for colonoscopy. I say the main one that we do these days, number one is colonoscopy, as I mentioned. And colonoscopy, in my opinion, and also the opinion of many experts, is the gold standard of screening for colon cancer. Because it's not only detect colon cancer early, but also it's prevented. And we prevent it by removing polyps that we see during colonoscopy that decrease the risk of the patient of developing cancer in the future. There is another type of modality, including, we call it fecal immunostaining, and that's, we said it's FIET, FET, and this, usually they check your stool for blood, and it's cheap, but it has to be done every year, plus it's not as good as colonoscopy. Plus, there is some chance of there's going to be false positive. What I mean by false positive, that's meaning that this come back positive, but it is not really, the patient doesn't have cancer. It's probably detect around 60 to 70% of colon cancer, so it still can miss a lot of cancers. Other new tests actually that developed also DNA, checking DNA in this tool. They call it ColoGuard. It's pretty new, but again, it's not as sensitive as colon cancer at colonoscopy, and has to be done more frequently, every 3 years, while colonoscopy can be done every 10 years. Plus, if it's positive, you are going to end up doing colonoscopy anyway. And there's also false positive, which is up to 12% false positive, which does mean you have positive tests, but you don't have cancer.
And when should people get colonoscopies?
So in general, for the patient who doesn't have family history of colon cancer or history of polyps, then we advise them to do colonoscopy at age of 50. But definitely people who has member of the family had colon cancer should definitely talk to their family doctor, because they may require colonoscopy earlier than the age of 50. There's also one thing I only mentioned, patient-specific situation, like patient with inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, those patients can be at higher risk also of colon cancer. And they maybe have to be screened for colon cancer earlier than the age of 50 and also more frequently.
If someone has colon cancer, what are their options for treatment?
Good question. I think this is very important thing for people to know, because many patients are afraid to get colonoscopy because they're afraid to know, do we have colon cancer or not? The good thing is about colon cancer, it's response to treatment, especially if you get it early. So we're talking about many patients, if you get them early, they can be treated and we can achieve a cure if you catch the disease early. And that's what can be achieved by screening. The treatment modality can be include surgery. You can do chemotherapy for colon cancer, and the cancer in the rectum, which is the area of the colon, which is right next to the anus, and that's usually you can use radiation also for that.
Mm-hmm. What other common gastrointestinal tract diseases do you treat at the Mason City Clinic?
So in Mason City Clinic, there's two of us, me and Dr. Satish Sandy, we're board certified gastroenterologists. We treat variety of gastrointestinal and liver disease. This include inflammatory bowel disease, including ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. We also treat peptic ulcer disease, that's a patient who has ulcer. We treat acid reflux. We treat liver disease, including hepatitis. And we do, most of the gastrointestinal endoscopy procedure, including colonoscopies, EGD. Also, we do ERCP, which is a procedure that you remove stones from the duct of the liver. And we do endoscopic ultrasound that we start doing actually in 2011. And this is a test that can help to stage actually colon rectal cancer, and also can help you to stage and also diagnose pancreas cancer.
Great information. Anything else that we didn't touch on, doctor, that you wanted to get mentioned today?
Definitely. My final word, I really like people to think about it. getting screened for colon cancer. Many patients hesitate to come up to do the colonoscopy. And the main two concerns I hear from patients, number one, they worried about the preparation. And it is can be annoying sometimes to get the prep. You're going to be on liquid diet and drink large amount of liquid, but we're getting better in that. That's now we have a new type of preps that you drink less amount of the preparation itself, drink more water with it, and many of our patients actually like that preparation. We cannot use it in everybody. We have to be careful in patient who has kidney disease, and then we cannot use those type of preparation, but most patients we can use this easier prep, I would say. The other concern that patient concerned about discomfort during colonoscopy, which I think most of our patients really will be comfortable during the procedure. We give light sedation, and many of them go to sleep during the procedure. If you're awake, you're gonna be comfortable. You'll be able to tell us if you're uncomfortable, so we can give more medicine. So it's really the test itself. Many patients surprised when they end from the when they're done with the procedure that the procedure is done already. And they will say, we thought it's really not that as easy as we thought it is. So get screened, and that's the most important message I want to send to everybody.
Dr. Manhaltenus, great to visit with you today, and some great information for all of our listeners. And I hope they heed the information that you passed along today. Thanks again.
Great. Thanks, Tim. Pleasure meeting you.
It is from Mason City Clinic, Dr. Manhaltenus on AM 1300 KGLO.